the word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, for me to live is Christ.
What does it mean to sift wheat? It means to be shaken up. To sift wheat means to separate the grain from the chaff. In the account of Luke, before Judas betrayed Jesus, the Apostle Peter denied him. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 31, Jesus says to Peter, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. For those unwilling to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, there is a great likelihood that Satan will sift you as wheat. How did Jesus respond to Peter even before he denied him? Verse 32, Jesus says, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Today is no different. Mankind has always betrayed the Lord, and Peter was no different. Verse 33 says, but he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Peter lied. Jesus responded, verse 34, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. And that's what happened. In the account of John chapter 21, verses 14 through 17, Simon Peter was again with Jesus, although he denied knowing him before his crucifixion. The Bible says this is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. The devil is always seeking to sift people as wheat. Acts chapter 19 and verses 11 through 16 says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick. And the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overpowered them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Even the evil spirit acknowledged that he knew Jesus. Do you know Jesus? If not, you need to.